Welcome to Knotcast, episode 142, coming out early. I'm Severin.
I'm Recky.
I'm Saro.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
And I'm Shiva.
And we're here on a very controversial week. Or are we? It's so nice to know that Twitter is a fantastic source of show topics. All we have to do is say something slightly controversial, and bam, new topic.
I didn't even think it was controversial.
I know, right?
I thought it was common sense.
We got, like, so many emails this week. It is crazy.
You know, controversial would be like the Holocaust never happened. That would be controversial.
Well,
next week on Knotcast.
No. That's not controversial. That's just people looking and going... You're wrong.
Yeah.
Like a whole wall of, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like, what are you smoking?
Change my Twitter account name to like Hate Boner or something like that.
Hate Boner delivery service.
Start flaming yourself to stir up shit.
Yeah.
No, that's a terrible idea. But this week's topic is about coming out. When you should do it, when you should not. Our opinions and the opinions of like 30 people who sent in emails. We're not going to be able to read all of them just because, holy crap, we don't want to do a 3-4 hour show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got work in the morning.
We like you guys. Sorry, but.
Hey, I got a short work day tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah, we
fuck
did.
Yeah.
Although they extended it to 6 hours instead of 5 because we had to conform.
It's couple hours early. Bro hoof.
I am so looking forward to this long weekend. 3 days. Hallelujah.
And somebody turned off the podcast in anger.
I am repulsed by
your time off.
I am repulsed
by faggots.
By your pussy.
There's some sci-fi movie where a repulsor beam is a weapon, and now I just imagine it as a big beam made of ponies.
I need to put a quarter in the faggot jar. I said I wouldn't say that.
Oh,
shit. So, do you have, like, a racial slur jar? Is it full of money?
Just for the one word. If it was, like, for all the slurs, like, Fuzz would be broke.
Yeah. What word aren't you allowed to say?
Well, if he's
trying not to say faggots.
So is that like saying ice beaner?
It's fucking polar gooks. Sorry, I watched too much South Park.
Thank you.
They were talking about Eskimos.
Apparently, ice beaner is a racial slur against Eskimos.
And polar gook.
What the hell?
The hell?
I love South Park.
You're a terrible person.
No. Matt Stone and Trey Parker are terrible people.
God.
I haven't seen it in ages, but...
Let's get right to the topic this week, because holy shit, we got a lot of emails. We're going to try to go through at least 3 each, and that's more than our usual show. So, let's get right to it.
You're going to start off with a fun...
We're going to start off with a fun one before we get into the topic, because everything else is topical this week.
All right, this one...
I'm reading it, and then Recky's reading, and then we're going...
Saverin's starting... And then Recky's reading the...
Yes, we're going all Wittershins this week. So now people can visualize how we're sitting.
So I don't get to read the fun one?
No.
No.
Sorry. Well, fuck you.
You know why? You know why? Because you were introduced last and you're closer to the kitchen, appropriately.
You're always saying because you're on that side of the room.
I know. I usually sit on the couch with her. So this
week
I can
talk. Do you have to put a quarter in for misogyny?
No. Because then I'd be
bankrupt.
That's
a whole dollar.
And then I just have, like... Dinner for like next week.
She would probably just kill me if I if I was so misogynistic that we'd have to have a coin jar. I think she would kill me first. So
yeah.
Their stock of quarters.
Go ahead with your fun stuff.
We're just bastions of quality today.
Oh yeah.
Tale of the Forehead. Dear Knotcast, this is an off-topic email, but I just thought I'd tell you a fun little story. Once upon a time, there was a young feline. This feline was interested in anal play. And so she finally worked up the nerve to buy a beginner's butt plug from her local toy shop. This butt plug was small, blue, and had a suction cup on the bottom. Whilst preparing for her first butt plug experience, the feline got bored and decided to, for whatever reason, place the butt plug on her forehead and admire her new unicorn horn. And so she did. After having a horn to rival Twilight Sparkle, the feline finally got around to trying it out. She had a great time, and after she finished, she went to the bathroom to clean the toy. She looked into the mirror, and to her horror, she found she had a forehead hickey. So let this be a lesson to you. No matter how much you want to be a unicorn, do not put a butt plug on your head. Sincerely, Anonymous.
Oh, I saw this one come in. It's like, I am Sabrina. Did you read the one about the butt plug? And he's like, no.
The butt plug.
Aren't they all about the butt plug?
I messaged Fudge. Did you see the one about the butt plug? He's like, yeah, I read it while I was at work.
Dildo unicorn.
Good to know that I'm getting shit done, right?
Yeah.
Pulling out my phone, reading knockcast emails.
I'm sorry, I read that one and I laughed.
Get derailed.
Oh, God.
Also, female anal play. Awesome.
Everyone's got a butt.
Buzzwolf approves. Everybody has an anus. It should be well stretched by the time I get there.
What the fuck?
So, there's really not much else to be said.
That's what the fuck.
That is a pretty spectacular story. It's because one of those only things you only hear about. And I even worked in an adult store for a year, and I'd never gotten one of those stories.
You never had the urge to become a
No, there was some pretty great times where, like, there's one time we had gotten a display dong. Because we have displays and whatever, and we had
got it out.
Well,
take it for a test drive.
Well, we had left it on the counter where we ring stuff up, and some obviously really straight guy came in, and it was a pretty big one just sitting there, balls and all, just sitting there flopping kind of in the wind, and this guy's just kind of like he looked at it like, am I supposed to... He was very concerned that there was just a dick in the middle of the couch. Like, as he came in, beeline to the lube, beeline to the counter, just that's it. He was just there for lube, that's it.
Yeah.
And out of his face with a giant dong.
Yeah, and then there was just dick.
Well, he happened to have a bottle of lube, he was all set.
Well,
do you want to add this to your order, sir?
Would you like to try one of our new giant cocks?
There were some good times. There were some good times with getting condoms stuck on the ceiling because you'd blow up a condom and it would get stuck in the air vent, the intake air vent, so it'd be stuck to the ceiling. Until we finally popped it.
So, that's good stuff.
Anyway,
got pregnancy everywhere.
Now we're going to rest this train onto the tracks of its topic. And ride it till the end. It is your turn, Ricky. Read the email.
All right.
It is a lonely one.
This one is from Skip Reddertail. Hello, Notcast crew. Well, first off, I knew you were on a tear, Fuzz, when you started that post on Twitter the other day. And I'm sitting on the couch next to White Fox saying, don't get sucked into this one. Don't do it. But as you know, of course I did. I might as well get involved, right? After all, how can I resist you? Smiley face. I know where you're coming from, Fuzz, saying nobody should come out to their folks is most ways the safest course, I'll give you that. That said, I'm not sure we should be making a hard and fast rule about this sort of thing. That means we shouldn't say never, nor should we say always. Maybe I can tell you a bit about the way about why I came out to my folks. It was during a parent visit weekend my freshman year of college. Which maybe seems a little bit late these days, but I'd only realized I could like guys that spring. So less than a year of being gay, I admit I was nervous, but I realized that the relationship I had always had with my parents was one of trust. I could, and still can, call them up and discuss whatever problems I might be having and get their usually sound advice and input. And then suddenly here was this really major part of my life where I could no longer do that. It was the elephant in the room, and not only was I having to worry about avoiding it, it felt dishonest in doing so. I didn't want it to come between me and my folks. What's more, I'm proud of who I am, and they had always been proud of me. I didn't want to hide. Of course, I thought about the consequences, what they would likely do, what they could do, and prepared as best I could. I also consulted my sister on her thoughts. Siblings are great sources of support, and they don't have the same investment in your procreation that your parents might. Ultimately, it was important to me to come out to my parents, not only for my happiness, but because I loved and respect them. They took it as a bit of a shock, but they took it well. Then, because this is my family, they proceeded to read the chapter on sexuality in my intro to psych textbook, which they said was very helpful. The other thing I want to add is that coming out can keep you sane, at least in my case. we all value different things, and some folks are more or less risk average than others. Of by course. Coming,
sorry.
Oh yeah, sorry. I said average, didn't I? Okay.
Yeah.
Averse, sorry, than others. By coming out to my parents, I regained a key support structure in my life at a time I was learning what it meant to be gay. That was invaluable to me. My advice to those of you thinking of coming out is don't follow any rules about it. You know yourself, your parents, your family better than anyone else in the world. Think carefully about what might happen and what you need in life right now. Also, there are kinds of there are all kinds of resources to take advantage of. PFLAG, parents and parents, family, and friends of lesbian and gays. And he mentions you can visit www.pflag.org. It's simply put, awesome. These are people who have devoted all of all their time and energy to helping kids find the best way to come out and helping parents learn what this means and embrace it. Visit the website, give them a call. They'll have good advice for whatever your individual situation is, and they may advise you not to come out. Also, like I did, consult others in your family, a sibling, an aunt, an uncle. They know your parents well, too, but aren't invested in the same way. Ultimately, I think it's probably best to come out, but I know that not everyone can. It's more important you do what is right for you. I hope, too, that we won't be having this conversation much longer. 53% of the people in the U.S. now support gay marriage, a majority for the first time ever. The country is changing, and hopefully someday soon nobody will have to worry about coming out. Keep up the good work, Notcasters, and thank you. Skip Rettertail.
Okay. Well, so, in reality, this email doesn't necessarily deviate from our don't necessarily come out, because he already tells you to consult PFLAG, and they can tell you not to come out. So
someone else will do it for you.
Someone else can do it for you.
I think the real issue here is that I was like, never do it, and I'm sticking by that. Don't do it.
Never come out like your entire life.
No. You should come out, and it is good for your mental health to eventually come out and be able to share your real life with your friends and know that I have a boyfriend and, you know, be honest about who I am.
Well, hell, I mean, stuff like that. You can normally come out to your friends, because if your friends, they won't give a shit.
Right.
It's the parents that's the problem.
The thing that I'm saying you should never, ever do is if you are under 18, you're living at home, or even if you're over 18 and you're still living at home or in financially dependent on your parents for the roof over your head and the food in your belly, or they're helping you with college and stuff like that while you're living in that situation. If they have a bad reaction, you could lose everything.
You could be on the street.
And being homeless on the street is worse than having no home at all. In that situation, my advice is never come out. No matter if your parents vote Democrat every time, if they're liberal as hell, if they're pot smokers, if you're living in Portland, Oregon, because I've still had situations where I've heard from people that, you know, I thought my parents would be understanding, and they still flip the shit out.
So
the part that I disagree about in this email is the part that says, you know your parents better than anybody. You really don't. You know, they've been around a hell of a lot longer than you have. You don't talk about all this shit until, you know, you drop the bomb on them. Then you have no idea how they're going to react. I've just seen too many horror stories where people have had their parents react badly.
You have to be, in my opinion, it's some of both, though. Because, see, like, with my mom, I knew my mom was, my mom has told me, just generally growing up, she's like, as long as you're happy and whatever you're doing, no matter what it is, I don't care. And I think it really is a case-by-case business. Some of it is you do know your parents better, but sometimes, yeah, there are those parents that are the exception, especially, like, I'm an only child, and so for my parents, it was, I mean, only children, that can be a bigger drive of, because the immediate impact is, I'm never going to have grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And so for some...
That can be a big hit.
I mean, I'm sure my mom's kind of like, man, I'm not going to have grandkids, but... Yeah. My mom's fully supportive of me now because she sees that I'm in a good place. So, like, I don't have, you know, and I think a part of it is not necessarily, I mean, the only reason I came out, and because I made the mistake of coming out when I was still partially dependent. I mean, I had a job. I could have I was in a position where I could have taken over more responsibility and like started working more to make up, because my parents were giving me some money every month and they're paying for my apartment, but I was in college and it worked out for me, but not everybody's so lucky. Most people aren't.
Well, it's like, especially you were still going to, you know, your school, and your school sure as fuck isn't cheap.
Yeah.
You know,
I should probably clarify, for the people that don't follow, it's all on Twitter and didn't see a lot of the exchanges that I was having, was that it wasn't just Skip, and it wasn't necessarily any, in particular Skip. There were some much, much dumber arguments that I took issue with, where people were insisting that you had to come out because it was a matter of pride and it was a matter of truth.
I
saw
that. I wanted to reach through and strangle that motherfucker.
I was like, I'm looking at this pragmatically and I'm saying, here's what's going to keep you alive. Shelter, food, and water. Here's what's not going to keep you alive.
Pride.
Your great sense of pride and truth about yourself.
There's a thing called hubris.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
There's a reason why pride is listed as a sin.
I know that gay pride is on a different level than that, but for me, my advice to kids is that the whole gay pride movement and a push for equal rights, this is going to sound condescending as fuck, but it's for your own good. Leave that shit to the grown-ups. When you are a teenager, when you're in high school, your job is to fucking survive your teenage years. They're the worst fucking years of your life. When you are out of your home and you're free and you're able to do what you want, then you can start marching and you can start protesting. And if you're really into the gay pride movement, do that shit then. But my advice is to just keep your head down and your nose to the grindstone while you're a kid in high school. And just fucking get through that nightmare as best you can.
I'm going to have to be inclined to agree with Fuzz. My situation, I've said it years ago, it ended up, you know, great now. I mean, my parents, like, fucking treat Sarah like a son-in-law and let us sleep in the same bed when we come over to stay for Christmas, which still makes me feel uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, it's
but
still...
But Mom's just like, oh, get over
it's
it.
It's super awkward.
Did they really say get over it?
Oh, my mom told me to get over it.
It's super awkward because they also buy us at Christmas. They buy us, like presents that you would get at a wedding.
Yeah, they
buy us, like...
It's like we fucking registered at Target or some shit.
And like silverware, like we have a really nice full 8-piece silverware set because like this is silverware we will use for 15-20 years, you know, like
that's like
stuff that you get at a wedding that it's kind of mind blowing.
But at the beginning of it, I was 16 and I came out and I remember my mom. You know, when I first told her I was bi, you know.
I did that too. It was a bad idea.
Well, I told her I was bi at first, and, you know, she was, like, so supportive. She was just like, I love you no matter what. But then when I got a boyfriend, it's like that never happened.
See?
You know, it was, you know, he visited, and she figured it out. She fucking took a laundry basket that was full of clothes, and I talked to her now, and she was like, I did that? And I'm like, oh, you need a doctor. But anyway, so let me finish the story.
Yeah.
She fucking threw a laundry basket down the hallway that, you know, scared the shit out of my ex and I at the time. She was ranting and raving, you know, don't shut this fucking door. And, you know, I took her outside. I was like, what are you doing? And she was just like, my parents would roll over in their graves. And I just looked at her. I said, you know what? She said my father would roll over in his grave. And I said, well, he died before I was born, so I don't give a fuck. You know, we didn't start out very well with this.
That probably didn't go down
well. Well, the reason I got angry is because at first she was okay with it, and then as soon as I got a boyfriend, she was not okay with it.
Mm.
And over the years, you know, my dad was not okay with it. I mean, I remember when I came out to him, it was even scarier than my mom. You know, fuck her and her laundry basket. My dad was frightening.
Well, I mean...
It was, son, are you trying to tell me that you're a homosexual? And I was just like, oh, my God, my dad just channeled George fucking Bush. But OK, I said, yeah, Dad. And I ended up running away that night because it didn't go down very well.
Mm.
And, you know, it just shit like that. I thought they would be OK.
Well, that's just it. I thought mine would be okay. Growing up, my mom always... my dad, I didn't have a bead on. I mean, it didn't really... He was my dad. He was very cool. I didn't think it would be an issue. And it didn't really matter to me because I knew he'd love me anyways. But my mom, I always thought was going to be cool about this. She went on and on and on about the gay men she knew from the theater and how they were still great. And, oh, she talks to them, blah, 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 blah. And she, you know, she had a couple of lesbian friends from the 70s. And, you know, they would occasionally exchange letters. But it was always a positive note. And I said, well, what about bisexuals? And she, oh, God. I might have just said, like, Satan worshippers. Because it's like, oh, they're never happy. They're not happy unless they have one of each, and they're constantly cheating on people, and they're basically greedy sluts. And oh, but all the she was so positive about alternative sexualities, and I had thought I'd have no problem. And then I did a query of, well, what about X? And it was a complete 180. Yeah. It's like, zip, I'm
bisexuals.
Yeah, she eventually found out because when I went away to college and started basically having my own thing, I started to learn how to...
Copious amounts of lesbian sex?
No. No, I started doing, like, webpage stuff, and she found it and saw that I listed bi as my whatever. So she was like, are you? I was like, yes. It's like, huh. Well, me and your father thought you were going to be a lesbian, but we didn't know that you turned out bi. I was like, well...
This is like, all congratulations, bad. You'll still suck dick.
Are you still, you know, are you sure you want to have this on the internet? It's like, I don't care. Well, what if your grandparents see it? I don't care. Well, so, it's like, I don't think my grandparents know how to use a computer, because this was like 1994.
See, my thing, I was outed. So, I mean, my shit's probably a little different. It was my intention to never, ever... ever come out, move away, and then be a gay homo faggot somewhere else. That didn't quite work out, and shit went bad.
How did you get outed?
Books that I had purchased. Not even for me. It was like a gay travel thing that was going to be a gift for someone else. And they were like, oh, you know, you one of them homo sexters. And, you know...
Is that like gay Dexter? Homosexter?
No, and the first thing out of my mom's mouth, and I've said this before, is like, you know, she put her hand on my arm and said, you know you can never act on it, right? And that was the first word she ever said to me, and I didn't forgive her for like 5 years.
She was just telling you not to get into theater.
That's not what she meant.
There was this one stupid bitch that I worked with on my job before currently. It's like, well, I could never be... a lesbian, and if I was, well, I would just basically be a nun, and I'd never actually have a relationship because it's wrong.
Well, see, it's like, but this was the attitude that I had that occurred to me when I was outed, and you know, this is why, you know, my parents, they had gay friends when they worked, you know, when they were younger, and they talked about them, but then also they said that they talked about all sorts of crazy shit, and they weren't terribly thrilled about it, and. You know, so, and they'd gone to this church and had all this bullshit, religious bullshit that was anti-gay bullshit, and, you know, it kind of made my life hell for a couple of years until, you know, shit happened and it eventually got better. You know, when I was finally out on my own and living with Panther for the first time, I had a good bit of distance, was, you know, stable, and shit got better, and, you know... Here I am, 6 years later, you know, got a nice big apartment, all this good shit going on, and my parents are cool with it. And, you know, I do my best to help them out with their shit and stuff, but I'm the good kid now.
Ironically, the only person in either side of my dad's side of the family doesn't really know much about it, because I think half of the people in his side of the family would... like flip out because they're really hardcore.
They're from
like,
fucking Tennessee.
Well, yeah, they're from Tennessee, and they like they drink the Kool-Aid like the church is a crazy church, like tongues and stuff, like speaking tongues.
Oh, that's what my brother is.
Yeah, yeah, ugh. Church of Christ or whatever.
No, and my extended family doesn't know, nuts. And I don't give a shit.
It's not because Pentecostal.
It's not their fucking business. It's
some other hillbilly.
And that's exactly why I don't have a Facebook either. So
it's like,
but oh yeah, because I found my liberal cousins on Facebook, and I was like, hey, cool. Like I have two that are really liberal and really cool, and they were like, oh man, I love going to like the Flying Saucer and stuff up there, and I was like, man, I'm gonna have to come up here and hang out with you in Memphis.
See, I know that my family is all pretty darn conservative, and they know how to use Facebook, even though my grandpa's like 80.
I was going to say something regarding the coming out as bi when actually, no, you're really gay. Don't do that. I did that. My mom was kind of confused for a while and kind of upset about it that I did that because I was dating at the time, you know, a guy, obviously, same guy.
Hi.
If you are dating a guy and go to your parents to come out as being something other than straight, don't say you're bi, because you can always go back on it later and be like, it was a phase. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
And that will be so much easier than causing them the confusion. And it, because with the bi thing, there's that always there's always the potential for them to sit there and think, oh well, he's bi, so maybe he'll break up with this guy and get with a girl tomorrow.
Fortunately, you know,
it gives them the false idea of, well, you like girls, so why don't you just be with a girl? Why don't you take the easier choice? Like,
right?
It doesn't work. I mean, it doesn't work not like that.
Really, a choice like that.
Yeah, you're it doesn't.
Fall for who you're
but parents for. Being parents,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's not how it works, and that's their viewpoint on it.
I'm just glad that the situation with your parents has turned out the way it has. Because at first mine
were my stepdad pulled the, well, I gotta go talk to my pastor, and I really resented him for that for a while,
mm-hmm.
And I was just like, why can't you just be okay with me? You know, why do you have to talk to him? But ironically, the only person left in my mom's side of the family is my uncle, who is apparently I haven't been to my family's Thanksgiving or Christmas in 4 years because my uncle is such an ass. I mean,
a homophobe,
and like the rest of the family, like my aunt and my cousins are just like whatever.
So
they don't care at all. But my uncle says no, that I'm not, that if he's coming, which if I'm going to go to a Christmas with my family, he's coming. You know, it's
what's funny about your uncle is that I think he's got this misconception that I am this
flaming, like, oh my god, like skinny, I just love cock,
like
cock.
I'm a fucking hairdresser or some shit. I'm not. I'm.
It doesn't. Yeah. I mean, even if you were, he'd still be wrong.
Yeah, he would.
I know, but I'm just saying. Like the guy probably thinks that, but no, I'm. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking, you know, huge, hairy, tall,
I don't
broad,
think he knows the existence of bears. So.
Fucking, you know, goddamn, I'm an engineer. I mean, you know, I could, I'm the total.
You mean you're not a professional, you know,
podcaster?
Fluffer or anything?
I don't know where you're going.
I'm the antithesis of what this guy is probably thinking.
But Sarah just needs to tell with pride, hey man, I'm the bitch.
Well, no, what's really become amazing out of it, become amazing out of all of it, though, is my mom has gotten to the point where she told him that, well, if my son isn't invited, my son and his partner aren't invited to Thanksgiving, I'm not coming to Thanksgiving.
That's awesome. I remember you telling me about that, and that was pretty
fucking
awesome.
And my mom stuck to that. We've had Thanksgiving at home with my parents.
Yeah.
Just my parents. It's
starting to piss her off a lot.
Oh, though. she's gotten to the point where, I mean, she's threatening to just not talk to him at all because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, mom, you rock. I mean, you know, and it doesn't, in coming out, if you decide to come out earlier than necessary, I mean, it was probably way earlier than technically necessary for me. I probably could have waited another year and a half. You know, I mean, because we didn't really start living together until we'd been together for about 2 years, because I was still in college, yep. And just all this stuff.
It was 2 years.
Yeah. But a big part of it, I mean, was like, yeah, I didn't feel like I was being honest with my mom. Because I talked to my mom about a lot of things, I mean, you know, and I, especially when I was younger, I talked more. I mean, I'm very bad about calling my mom. Yeah, you are. He'll attest to that.
As in, you do it a lot or you don't do it enough?
I don't. I've always been bad about writing home. That my parents would always give me hell for going to summer camp, and they'd force us to write letters home, and that's the only letters home I would write. Because I was having fun. I'm like, they're fine. As long as they're fine at home, I'm go climb this hill. Whatever, man. Like,
well, so yeah, that's pretty much. So those are our coming out stories. So
talked the shit out of that.
So I think I have another email here.
We should have a whole bunch of emails.
We should probably blow through these at like warp speed.
So we gonna like read a few and then like make comments.
Yeah.
Unless something is just outright.
Yeah, a couple of them might have questions, but a lot of them are just, you know, statements.
Right.
Okay.
So where are we gonna start from?
Well, I was gonna read Pride, Prejudice, and Fur Fags.
Okay, well then we'll just go from the top then.
All right, I will read Pride, Prejudice.
It's not like Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies.
I need to read that. I've heard it's excellent. Because it's Pride, Prejudice with zombies.
And this is Pride, Prejudice, and Fur Fags.
All right, well, let's read.
All right, dear Notcast, I've got a semi-topical question for you guys, and I'd really appreciate the help.
Oh, wall of text.
This is a huge wall of text, so get ready. Sometime during the summer of last year, I discovered that I was bi. At the time I realized it, I felt completely comfortable with myself, and life went on. Sometime around August or September, I found out that one of my friends was gay. I just said, that's cool, and moved on, not telling him my orientation. Fast forward to late October, I got into a fight with my dad over some small thing I can't remember. I did nothing more than defend myself, and he flipped out, grabbed my laptop, breaking the headphones plugged into it, in parentheses, and nearly smashed it against the wall. He then called my mom in, who literally ripped my external monitor from the wall, breaking it in the process, and now, just as a frame of reference, I'm an extreme tech geek. I try not to get attached to things too much, but I love few things more than my computers. That said, I absolutely distraught after losing my $600 computer and having my $300 monitor broken.
Shit.
Though I did end up getting the laptop back relatively unharmed. In my emotional confusion, I ran from the house and went to the gay friend's house. We sat down and I talked about the situation. He spent a good amount of time comforting me, and I felt a lot better. After a couple hours, I decided to head back home. I was like, oh, please don't sleep with him. I was like, after a couple hours, I decided to suck his cock.
Oh, but wait.
I decided to head back home. Right before I left, however, he leaned over and whispered the words, I love you, to me. Still confused and emotional, I replied back, I love you, too. Then I left and went home. And thus we started dating, finger quotes. I had not come out to anyone aside from him at this point, and come to think of it, I still haven't now. So we mostly talked on the phone. After just a month of our relationship, although I've known him for many years, I was over at his house. We were just hanging out, but soon enough, one thing led to another, and we found ourselves on his bed. You can guess where it went from there.
Thank you for the added sound
effect
there.
Sorry. Like a whole other
fucking dick.
Sucking dick or butt fucking. By this point, I had convinced myself that I really did love him back. We continued seeing each other for months, though we really only once went on a date. This was mostly due to the fact that neither of us had come out to anyone, so it was really hard to be alone together without anyone getting suspicious. So we continued talking on the phone and seeing each other at his place when his parents were out every couple weeks. Moving on a few months, it's now April 2011, so not long ago. It wasn't until then that this whole thing really began to sink in. I thought about coming out, and the idea terrified me. But I've heard from others that it's not too bad once it's over with. I retreated even further into the closet and became more and more paranoid of others. Because of this, I started seeing and talking to my mate less and less. At one point, my dad indicated through conversation that he was able to see when I sent and received texts basically his dad could see his text. Going against logic and my knowledge of privacy rights, I figured he might also be able to tell what the text read, therefore I cut off texting as a method of communication with him, restricting it to IMs and phone calls, but the paranoia grew worse. This coupled with a sudden heavy load of schoolwork made me much more jumpy and irritable. I started talking to my mate even less. Looking back now, I was probably also in a state of denial about my sexuality. Finally, in early May, he confronted me about it, and after a long conversation, I explained my situation and asked me to take a break from our relationship for just under a year. Until I had moved out of the house and could come out safely without my parents freaking out and doing something drastic. I said we could still see each other, just see each other as friends too. He agreed. However, just a week later, he called me asking if we could still be mates. I told him the same thing I said the first time, that I wasn't ready and didn't want to risk it at this point. He persisted, so I had to be a bit more forceful. I didn't quite yell at him, but I came close. He hung up. I haven't heard anything else from him since. I can only assume the relationship is over for good. Now that that's out of the way, I'm starting to question if I ever really did love him. Sure, I often wish I could still be with him, but at the same time, it's not like I'm depressed all the time because of what happened. I'm not sure if I really did truly love him, or if it's just me still questioning my sexuality, which is another problem within itself that I won't even go into right now. So I guess my question is this. Should I have come out to my parents at age 18, by the way, in order to make our relationship easier and more like our actual relationship, or was it right to at least attempt to wait a year until I had moved out? I can imagine how he felt being told that he had to wait, and I hate hurting other people's feelings, but I also don't want to sacrifice a potential calm life at home for a relationship that I could never be certain would work out. What would you all have done in this situation? Also, is there any easy way to get over my fear of coming out? For some reason, I'm also comfortable with an idea of coming out to friends, but coming out to my parents still terrifies me. It's not like I had a bad relationship with them by any means, and then the whole fight back in October was a one-time out-of-the-blue thing. But I got the feeling that they wouldn't accept me or look at me the same way if they knew. I really appreciate any help you guys could offer, and sorry for the long email, and this is anonymous. I'm going to come right out and say I think you did the exact right thing.
Yeah,
because and also the whole fear of coming out. My dad is remarried and has 3 kids. I was still terrified to shit of telling him that I was gay. Literally, I came out to him, I think,
what, less than a year ago?
It was it was December.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Because we thought we were going to be moving across the country, and I mean, I couldn't just be like, well, Dad, I'm moving to, you know, Colorado or Seattle or something, and, you know, no reason, just bye. You know, I don't have a job, I'm just moving. And he lives in Austin now, and, you know, I mean, it really felt like, you know, there's literally nothing really connecting me to him. Like, I talk to my dad twice a year, maybe. My biological dad, my stepdad, my mom live here. But I was still terrified to shit of telling him. And his response was, you know, more than anything I could hope for. It was just, you know, whatever makes you happy, son. And he, because he really had nothing to lose, because he's got 3 kids outside of me. He's got 3 more boys. Mm-hmm. I mean, like 12, 10, and I think 6 or 8 now. Yeah. Not 6, because there was a 4-year gap between the last 2.
It sounds like this guy that made the right decision, because
yeah, I think you made the right
dad
call.
Dad saying I can see your texts and all this other shit.
And generally the really violent reaction which they had to whatever your fight was about the first time.
I don't care if that was a one-time thing. That's disturbing.
Yeah, if that's a one-time thing, think about this one-time thing, because you only come out once.
Yeah,
it's a one-time discussion. Well, not a one-time discussion, but it's a one-time start, and that start can be rough. And you know, there isn't a good way to get over the... Like, I wish I had some advice of how to deal with the fear of coming out, because it's going to be scary. Because you don't know what they're going to do until the words come out of your mouth.
And truthfully, I mean, I've been with my mates for I don't know how many years. And, I mean, in a couple of weeks, like 2 weeks, I'm going to be with my mate Siam for 14 years. And that's in real life. That's not talking all the time online before. I mean, living together for 14 years. And now, when me and my other mate, Akisha, got together and started to do the whole go over to Oz thing, we just didn't explain what happened to Siam. We never said we broke up. We never said that, you know, gave any sad story. We just didn't explain anything to anybody about it.
Because it's kind of nunya.
So, I don't know what my mom thought, but I just didn't explain. And for many years while we were going through the immigration process with Ake, we kept it very mum, because we didn't want the wrong person to say something to the wrong person and maybe get the immigration folks to think that this is a fake marriage for sake of a green card, which point we get denied. So we kept a very tight lid on anything. The only thing we knew anybody was my sister, who we knew was safe. Didn't say anything to my folks, though Dad pretty much kind of got the impression when I kept alternating who I'm coming out to visit him with and we slept in the same bed. But my mom, we really didn't explain anything about. Well, ever since I became husband and wife with Akeisha, she's about that time my folks went through a divorce, and Siam kind of stood up for me against her when she was going through one of her bitch cycles. And ever since that point, she's kind of, between him not being my other half, apparently, because I'm marrying someone else, and the whole going toe-to-toe with him against me, she's kind of backbited him a while. Well, and this got underneath my skin because, okay, can't defend him, can't really say anything, have to get through immigration. Can't do anything, just shut up, take it. Well, finally, he's safe in the U.S. We're all here. He's got his green card. And I said, look, Mom. And I was scared to death, but I was just all fed up. And this is, I'm an adult woman who has her own house, who has been not, and I'm still scared to death to spit this out to my mom. But we finally said, look, Mom, I never said I broke up with Siam. We're still a couple. She's like, well, thank you. It's like, that's what everybody thought, but you never said anything. It's like, were you trying to piss me off and get me to defend him by, you know, doing the little nudges? And ever since that, she hasn't said the word boo about him. She, you know, she's been sweet as pie. And I swear that she's just been pushing my buttons about him for years, trying to get me to own up to this. And it finally happened, and it's a big relief. But I was still scared to death so many years later to own up to this. So, yeah, it, coming out, whatever big secret is that you're keeping from your parents, it doesn't go away. You just gotta, for lack of a better term, man up and do it. It's just a matter of when you're ready. So,
I guess I got the next email then.
Yep. So pick one.
Yeah, I can almost pick. Okay, let me archive that.
Low bridge.
Oh, bump the thing, yeah. Okay, I'm going to read When to Come Out. Dear Notcast, positive advice about when to come out, wait until you're in your own place and financially independent, is advice that has been given to GLBT folks since 1993, when gay activist Michelangelo Signori, I'm going to butcher that name, it's Italian, wrote Queer in America. It held true then and it still holds true today, even if some parts of society are more accepting of GLBT folks. I'm sure you will hear lots of stories of folks who came out and reactions they got from friends and family, especially if they were in high school. Either it was okay or it was hell for them. My story of when I came out in front of several classmates, professors, and administrators in college is rather funny. The audio sounding weird to you guys?
No, you're a little far away.
I think it's because you are too close to her mic.
She might have nudged it.
Yeah, because okay. You're both like right there. You might want to going into two mics at once.
You might want to woman.
I'm moving it.
You sorry, might want to edit this part.
You want to start over?
Oh, you're good better? Now. You're good now. Oh,
you're yeah. Fine. You're fine. Just keep reading.
Okay. I'm sure. Okay. I'm going to reread this paragraph and then cut it here, okay? I'm sure you will hear lots of stories of folks who came out and reactions they got from friends and family, especially if they were in high school. Either it was okay or it was hell for them. My story of when I came out in front of several classmates, professors, and administrators in college is rather funny. I was 21 when I came out, and there was one of those professors who asked to bitch about everything that was saying that the theme song my intramural sports team wrote for a talent show event was homophobic. To which I said to her, excuse me, but I am gay, and in no way was I offended by the song that we wrote. It shut her up immediately. What I want to advocate for is not only coming out when you're in a situation where you can make it on your own if things blow up, but also when you're very sure of who you are and what you like. When you're young, things will change, and it's okay to look around, but please do not lock yourself into certain ways of thinking. I had a classmate in college, let's call her Cindy. Cindy came to college as a straight woman, then within a few months, she met her girlfriend and went extremely militant lesbian. It became, yay, rah, I should have known all along that I was a lesbian. I'm attracted to women. I don't care for guys. And even went as far as to get a tattoo of two intertwined female symbols. Then about 2 years later, her and her girlfriend broke up, and it got nasty. After all was said and done, Cindy then was saying, I'm not sure if I'm a lesbian. I think I like guys only. She then proceeded to have a serious mental meltdown over her now confusion about whether she was straight, lesbian, or bisexual. It was bad enough she left school and moved to another state to sort herself out. Eventually she did, but she did a lot of damage to herself and other people in the process. So be careful and don't be afraid to check things out. No one says you have to decide who you are and what you like by the time you're 18. Also, when you do come out, please don't think that now because you're gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, that it means you have to think or behave a certain way. You're still the same person you were before and don't have to change yourself. If you liked watching sports, you can continue to watch them. If you liked watching musicals, keep on doing that. I want to both hug and smack the folks that I see that come out that change their behaviors because they think that it's what gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people do. No, the fact that you're a GLBT is just one piece of the puzzle that makes up who you are.
Thank you.
From the thoughts of the black and purple striped tiger in Maryland, Maneki.
And well, there we go.
I agree completely with that. The only thing I will add is that one irritating thing is that the word straight was perfectly acceptable for me to use the first 23 years of my life to mean that I am going forward through a stoplight. Then I hate it when people do that gay. You mean gaily forward.
Just slap them, bitches.
No. Don't fucking correct me on the English fucking language, bitch. Straight can still mean straight directionally. That is just... You know, oh, good, Recky's not in the room right now. That's just faggotry. So drop that shit.
Oh, wait, so he can say faggot if he's out of the room.
Right, he can hear it on the download and then he can rage at me.
Yeah, so...
I'm going to text him right now and tell him that you said faggot.
I'll give him a quarter later. Want to move on to the next email here?
Yep,
let's keep moving.
Keep it on rolling. All right, subject. Shh, I'm not supposed to be sending the stuff from work. Dear Throbbing Cotcast, me once again. I was going to withhold writing in since I've been taking a lot of airtime lately, but this was just too tempting of a topic not to be part of. I'm currently living at home with myself and I'm both out as gay and furry with my family, as well as a good portion of my extended family. The extended family part wasn't intended, but asshole friends posting things about Bad Dragon toys kind of spoiled that one. Oops. How? I'm really curious how that happened. Anyways, coming out. Coming out while you're living at home can either be a very, very good thing or a very, very bad thing. It really depends on your family. Here's what I recommend. Before even thinking about telling them about you, it's a really good idea to approach the subject of gay with your parents. The method I used was talking about another boy in my high school, or if you're out of school, your workplace, hitting on me. I treated the entire thing as a joke and gauged what their reaction was. It was my mom I had to hold this to, and she was laughing along with me. Then she then proceeded to joke back and asked if I liked him. I sarcastically replied, oh yes, because that's what I'm into. Usually at this point, parent mode happens, and they start discussing with you what would happen if you or any sibling of yours came out to them. I already knew what my mom's reaction would be, because she had told both my sister and I from an early age that whomever we brought home as a date, not mattering if they were male or female, would be okay with them. As long as our partner treated us well, then they would be happy. Soon after this, I told my sister, who promptly replied back with, I fucking knew it! She was the only one who did. We had never in our lives been better friends. My dad was the last to know. He was also completely fine with it. I suspected both my parents had a tiny bit of feelings anyways. I think he means like they knew. Parents pick up on this kind of stuff better than you would think. Coming out as furry, on the other hand, is not as recommended. I would only come out as one if your family already knew about the furry fandom as an art and literary based fandom and not as weird sexual fetish. as I don't know at all, it's probably better to keep them in the dark. Are you okay, Sarah?
Clawing my face off at the idea of anyone ever doing that.
Coming out as furry.
It's not something you come out about.
Yeah. Oh.
My family knows.
That's a whole other episode.
I'm sorry.
That's a whole other
episode.
I like
My Little Pony.
Oh, I'm so repulsed.
Bastard.
I'm repulsed, you fucking ass. You deplorable human being.
Die in a fire.
Okay.
Let's see. My family knows. My sister's the only one at all comfortable with. She's 7 years older than me, by the way. I tend not to mention the subject much, and even when I do, it's brief and only to warn them, hey, I'm biting a tail, or hey, I'm going to Anthrocon, be back in a week. I hope that this advice is heard. Oh, and if I can ever convince him to start listening to podcasts, I'd like to make a shout-out to a fox who I love, a concerned youth, Corey. So, yes. Next one is Severin.
Okay. All right, so which one are we going out from?
That was, I should probably not be sending it from work.
Okay, so did we read?
I think you've got Jace, or...
You can, we're kind of jumping around.
Okay, so
kind of
let's
pick
like...
our way down the list.
I was like, are we doing this in order?
Kind of in descending.
I'm kinda. Seeing it going in descending order.
Okay,
I think I accidentally archived one, and I think I was able to find it and move it to the right place.
So I'm just going to read this one. It's titled, Coming Out, What is the Right Time? By a dude with an awesome name. So, hello Fuzzwolf, Savage, Shiva, and Recky. I hope this email finds you all in good health, fortune, and luck. I am Blueberry Fox, a 19-year-old blue fox from Ontario, currently studying biomedical sciences in the hope of becoming a veterinarian. Med school! Wrists. But enough of that, on to the topic. Coming out. Man, oh man, have I long considered that question before going through with it. 5 or so years back, I asked my father for $20 to buy myself a belt. He said, sure, and before I knew it, I was the proud owner of a studded, rainbow-colored belt.
I did sure, this as... son, you're not going to put it around your neck and masturbate while choking yourself, are you?
I did this as sort of a, hey, look what I potentially am, to my parents, hopefully giving them a bit of a hint. Sadly, that failed miserably. I came out to my mother and father 2 months before my senior prom because I knew they would want a photos of me and my girlfriend. And I was not about to disallow my boyfriend from coming with me. I was rather hesitant to do so because both my parents are super Catholic. However, it turned out they were the kind, not dickish Catholics, and it all went over pretty well, save for a bit of an episode with my mother 4 months or so later when she basically denied me. Okay. However, it's been over a year since then, and I'm still with my boyfriend, going on 3 years now, and everyone in my family is now well aware of the rainbows shooting forth from my pores. However, while I've had a positive experience, I personally know friends who are much less lucky, getting disowned and kicked out of their houses. They've had to make it on their own, with my room always being available to them when it was needed, and all are currently going to university on a government loan program. So the best advice I can possibly give is this. Listen to Notcast. They've said it over and over again. You know your parents better than we do. Please gauge how your parents react to LGBT media and see if it's the right time. I understand that keeping yourself in the closet is a horrible experience, but until you can stand on your own 2 feet, it might be better to keep it on the down low. Thank you for reading my very first email to the show, and I look forward to hearing other listener responses. The blueberry-flavored fox from the Great White North, Blueberry Fox. P.S. In reference to the above keeping my room open section of my email, myself and 4 other gay friends, male and female, all agreed that, should shit ever hit the fan, we would have our houses available to each other in case we needed to bug out and or lay low for a while. I've never had to do this personally, but 2 of my 4 friends have had extended stays with me. It turns out my parents were also super cool with letting them stay with me and not charging them rent, and basically let them live there for free with one rule. No sex in the house. That rule was never broken by any of us, and I'm happy to say they were all still great friends.
It's really great when you can have that kind of support network, you know, where you got a bolt hole. So,
yeah.
If you're thinking about it, make sure you have some backup plan. So yep. You don't end up on the street.
All else fails.
Yeah, sounds like he's got a real good plan here for emergency backup.
Emergency Protocol 147.
So which one am I reading?
Just kind of pick one.
You can read the one from Graham.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I couldn't find that one.
It's cold, coming out early.
All right. Hello, all you sexy beasts.
And we'll take a break.
Especially Recky. How sweet.
Rawr.
Rawr indeed.
He's a kid.
Rawr lions. I'm here too. not that I'm usually here.
Yeah, not that he would have known that when writing the email. But.
I had an inkling that I may have been gay around 14 or 15. I discovered I like women and men, but the passion I had for men seemed stronger than women. I had a few friends that I played with in a non-sexual way, of course, and they were simultaneously alternating between girls being gross and wanting to kiss them, and I found that I had no feelings like that. In fact, I had wanted to kiss them. At the same time as this was happening, I'm growing up in a small town in North Arkansas. My mother, a single parent, was already in enough trouble simply for being a single parent. There were plenty of men folk around who insisted that we would not be good kids and we'd turn out bad if she didn't get a man to run the household. Oftentimes, people told her that if she didn't get a man above her and between her legs, she'd be uppity. Life in North Arkansas.
God damn.
I knew around age 16 or 17 that I was gay. I also knew that if I came out then, I'd have a major decision in my life. I would either have to choose to live with my father, or I would be out on the street. Out on the street is hard in a town of a few hundred, and living with my father would mean that everything I had known would be gone. My mother no doubt would have sold all my possessions, tossed my ass out, or given me bus fare and possibly an airline ticket. When you're gay and a kid, you are in a tough position. You have to experience who you are, but you also have to have valid fears about what being who you are could possibly mean to your stability. There's enough in your life going through puberty, high school, college selections, sports, and general insanity that coming out could upset. I think back on my life and can only come to the conclusion that I had come out, if I had come out there and been kicked out, I would not be where I'm at now. Discretion was the better part of valor here. I think if you are going to make that leap of coming out, you should always have a place to land. If you can't see where you're jumping, you may not land safely. The story has a postscript. My mother's now supportive of my lifestyle. She's happy for myself and my husband. We did the marriage thing in Connecticut last October. Her viewpoints have changed, and that's great. So you can change people's opinions. You can be yourself and show others that being gay is not what they think it is. You can move them into a position of support for you. But what you can't do is control that initial reaction. And with my mother, when she did find out, that initial reaction was hatred and denial. Had I still been living with her, as she atoned many times, I would have been gone. Warmest, Grand Lion.
Yeah, that's... I can't imagine what it was like, you know, in our parents and our grandparents, where it was that much of a... I mean, it's bad now, but it was so much worse that long ago. And how do you keep it so under wraps?
Well, it's because, you know, I've talked to my mother about this. My mother is 62, and my mother grew up in deep conservative Texas. You know, she grew up pretty far south of Dallas back in the day, and, you know, she was born in 47. The stigma was, you know, you had the man and the woman of the household. The man got to do whatever he wanted. The woman had to, you know, basically raise the children. The father was really only around for discipline. And, you know, raising young, strapping boys. The mother, you know, taught the girls how to cook. It was really all that misogynistic bullshit that our society generally rejects these days that was the cornerstone of the American family back then, especially in the Deep South. And she, you know, she kept telling me, you know, that men were going to do what men were going to do. But, you know, it was just that kind of world. But religion was also was a bigger player in the American lifestyle then as it is now, thankfully. I mean, we've got a 52 or 53% approval rate of gay marriage in the United States now, so... This is technically a pro-gay country at this point. We've just got to fight all the loud idiots that are, you know, funding the Republican Party to do what they're doing. So, but in any case, you know, a lot of it was that family structure. That's what people were afraid of. You know, they were afraid of that. Not only did they interpret the Bible to say that, you know, man lie with man, abomination, whatever. Selective translation, wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. But in any case... That's where it came from. The family unit was not questioned, even if it even if it was oppressive in any way, it was not questioned because that was the cornerstone of American life back then. And that's where a lot of it is left over from these days. You know, we don't have traditional families dominating our country anymore. And even if we do, those families full of, you know, a father, a wife, you know, a husband, wife, and a couple of kids aren't how they used to be back then. So well, it's just leftover bullshit is all it is.
Well, I more meant rather if you were a gay man, a lesbian, way back in that generation, and you had to be so careful to never... I mean, there's some of the ones in the theater that were infamous. But you had to be so careful never to let a hint out of this.
Well, what I just said was fundamentally true, because that stigma, that expectation of, you know, you're going to grow up, have a family, kids, and you're going to, you know, follow every single scripture of the, you know,
you just
part of the Bible. That
ignored
that
it, and
if you didn't do that, then
you aren't going to be happy.
Yeah, you for one, you weren't going to be happy, and two, you were committing some sin against our way of life. You know, you basically the whole thing of if you don't live how I live and think how I live, you know, that's a threat to me. That's basically the ignorance we're fighting these days with you know, GLBT rights. But back then, that was law, you know, literally law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it just that's where it comes from. That's why everyone was afraid, and you know, it was violent.
Do you think people just kind of put on their blinders and ignored any attractions, and they just kind of married Myrtle and
certainly
chugged on with life?
Certainly, that's exactly what
because
happened.
Because a lot of it was also. Back then, it was, you're not gay, you're just, you know, you just aren't.
You're a communist.
You need to go to God. You
know, yeah.
You
need to you're go. Not gay, you're a communist.
Yes.
Which is worse.
It was either act straight or literally
get killed
or just be a complete social outcast.
Thankfully, we live in a different America now. My mom, her high school prom was with a gay man, and she didn't realize it till years later.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was just like, God, if my daddy would have known, he would have had him killed. And I'm just like, no offense to Mom, but I'm so glad her dad died before I was born.
Well, there was a couple kids, myself included, in my senior class in high school, where later on in life, yeah, they're gay, but coming out of high school, there was a slight suspicion. They just didn't seem all that interested in dating. Yeah. But it's still later on. It's but not a peep. We didn't say one word.
Well, if you look at, you know, our TV is usually a reflection of our society. If you look at TV going on from around the, like, how old are you?
I'll be 34 in a couple months.
Remember the Facts of Life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that had a lot of the whole tomboy thing going on in it. If you look at TV going on from that point on, it's progressively gotten more accepting of sexual differences. And, you know, I mean, shit, we have, you know, News Corp, which owns Fox News, show, you know, their biggest cash cow right now is fucking Glee, which is, you know, responsible for every dick sucked in this country right now. So, I mean, it's a totally different time.
Yeah, when you get a couple guys literally eating each other's faces at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday on prime time television.
I could wax. You guys know I'm as big of a Glee fan as you guys. And it's just, that has been so wonderful to see on prime time.
Like, they're not just kissing, that little light kiss. No, they're eating face. Like just...
I mean, it's not like tongue is lashing everywhere, but you know, it's a deep, passionate kiss.
It's not a peck. It's not,
actual kiss,
yeah.
Not...
Yeah.
I mean, that made the news, but for very good reason, because our society is moving in that direction. Hey, and that is helping kids come out.
And I love the whole storyline with, God, the name
Kurofsky.
Of Kurofsky.
The intolerant jock.
And just watching the fear run through him, watching him struggle.
He ends up gay, the mean, homophobic jock.
Oh, of course.
Spoiler alert, by the way, if you haven't seen it. So.
Yeah,
this isn't Glee cast, this is Bronyville.
I'm repulsed.
Who's ever writing these has been through this, you know? They've seen the fear, they've watched it just be... I love the Kurofsky.
Yeah,
that's
So, but yeah, I mean, it's just, it has everything to do with how our society has progressed and what the stigma was back then. And really, nowadays, our fight, our pride, you know, everything we fight for is fighting against this religious stigma that is left over from that time period. Because I hate to say it, but those people that are dragging it on, they're dying. That's why you've got a 53% approval rate of gay marriage in the United States. Literally, people, traditionalists,
because
that era of people, they're dying.
Well, because like people like your younger brother's age were like, when you told him, by the way, I'm gay, he's like, can I go back to playing Xbox?
He was pissed off that I...
He was annoyed that we interrupted
with
him.
With this irrelevant bullshit.
He's like, yeah, and...
like, I don't fucking care, jeez.
Like, can I go back to playing Black Ops? Black Ops wasn't out yet.
But, you know, like Halo or whatever.
Yeah, I think, Gears of War. I think it was Gears of War at the time.
He was talking about some first person shooter with me, and he was just like, "Yeah, these damn queers, blah blah blah, trying to cap me or camping," and I was like, "Not well, not,
you
not
smack
like
him up
no no." He was like, "Well, not like actual gays, but like internet gays." He's 15. He's just like, "Gay people are cool. A camping faggot is something different." You
know? Internet gays? Do you mean furries?
Yes. No. He was. Yeah, you know, he was talking about people like being cheap bitches in online first person shooters. You
know. Like hiding down shadows and shit. Yeah. It's totally different. They're
climbing in your windows, snatching your people up.
Yeah. Well, my little brother separates, okay, there's gay people, and then there are pricks that play online first person shooters.
Cool these days.
He's totally cool with gays, but if you're camping, he's going to call you a faggot. Because to him, a faggot is someone who camps in a first-person shooter, not a gay person.
The definition of the word has changed for his generation, yeah. Apparently.
So
that'd be interesting if faggot moves away from meaning gay people and just means jerks on
loud motorcycles.
Yeah.
If you want to go with South Park stuff. Yeah. Definition Harley riders.
What? It's all the leather.
On South Park, they redefined faggot to mean Harley Davidson riders.
Yeah.
And so everyone in the country started calling Harley riders faggots.
There for a little bit, yeah.
Oh,
that episode was like Webster's Dictionary redefined faggot to mean Harley Davidson rider.
Psych for a little bit or something.
Wow.
Are we ready to take a break? Or
yeah, we've recorded for over an hour on this segment, so we are going to take a break. I will pick out a song and announce what the title was after the break, and then we'll get back.
All right.
do this real quick. And that was Path of Deception, OC Remix by Blind. Pretty cool techno track. I liked it. Just had to pick it after during the break, because I'm that good. This week's item from AdamandEve.com is the Sports Sheets Doggy Strap. It is a doggy-style sex strap. Perhaps you should help us out, Sarah. You know more about these.
It's a strap designed to make it easier to achieve a good doggy-style position. It wraps around the belly area. I say belly, you know, stomach area. But it gives you a couple nice handles to pull back on, and it assists in thrusting.
Is it not what breasts are for?
I don't think those are handles. You'll probably get in trouble if you try and use those as handles or do anything like honk honk. You know,
yeah, that usually gets Siam hit.
I like wrap them around her head. Like airbag.
I would. Each honk gets you an elbow in the side.
If I were a woman, I'd kill a bitch.
Yes. What if somebody just walked up a honk?
Yeah. It says it's...
Let me tell you, people moves get almost the same reaction.
It allows... No. It's maximize your pleasure during doggy-style sex. This sex position aid for a better angle at G-spot simulation.
And don't hit me, please.
Play nice, kids. I'm trying to do the
end. He's trying to sell.
And, you know, its angle makes it better. It's padded for your comfort, and it's 4 inches wide and 49.5 inches long.
Just like my cock.
Some furries, probably.
Their characters, maybe.
There's some shit where, like...
It is a very good, high-quality product, though.
Yes. It's got 4-star rating on Adam and Eve, and it's $19.95. But if you use our coupon code NOT, pay for the bandwidth and stuff.
Get you some fuck tapes. Some fucking fuck tapes.
Fuck tapes.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of furries that have that kind of dick, you know, I see these ones where it's like these veins are as big around as my arm and they're hypercocks. I just want to take a knife and stab them.
And just Kill Bill, you know. Kill Bill style blood.
You know. Just, you know, walk up to their cock with a pin and just go poke and
fucking anime style.
God damn, you're
terrible. It's gonna be, you know, Hokuto no Ken, you are already dead. And they explode. Like, where does the blood go when they're not?
I've got right? like, if you've ever watched Bleach, you know, Bleach copious amounts of blood. Like, someone gets a paper cut.
Yeah,
or see someone without quite all their clothes on, nosebleed that is like
they rock it off.
Yeah.
Surprised that they don't need a transfusion.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You know, you click on the front page of FA some days, and you're like. Nope, and just close it again.
Not today, FA.
Wait about 5 minutes.
Okay, God, it's clear.
All right, powerhouse round of emails.
All right.
Did you come out too early? Did you wait till you moved out? What are your thoughts? It says, I'm coming out. I want the world to know. With spelled come. And possibly too late, 23. But that's only because I feel like I had warrior... I could have had fun in high school. No, I almost 100% had to rely on my father and his generosity at the moment, who I might add is a Southern Baptist preacher, always good. Oh. However, I don't completely agree with the being self-sufficient. I do think that if you're going to come out, you should have some form of support, be it family or friends. That if the shit is a fan to fall back on. When I told him I was prepared to be disowned that night. But I had backup plans with other family to fall back on. Thankfully, although he was annoyed with my decision, he has continued to give and show me support since I told him last Thanksgiving. P.S. I am moving to non-specific state to be near my boyfriend, finger quotes, who is not 100% sure about the whole dating a guy aspect.
Asset. He just wanted to say
that. I had an asset to me. They should call that junk out of my trunk.
But he knows I want a relationship and that I'm willing to wait for him to come to terms and deal with the whole relationship with a guy arena. I was just wondering how you guys thought about the situation. Love you guys. All your voices are sexy. I'd fuck all your mouths.
Smiley face.
Smiley face.
Oh my.
I would give you a cautionary. Don't spell cum like you're spelling to come, like C O M E. Don't spell it C U M, because it's a really big clue that you're probably gay if you're spelling it cum like that. Mm-hmm. But that's all I really have to say about that. I'll let somebody else.
You know what I'm thinking? His dad's a Southern Baptist preacher, and he
got off easy.
You dodged a fucking bullet, bro.
You know, that's one fucking understanding Southern Baptist preacher.
Yeah,
that's amazing. So, you know, I think you're doing the right. I think you're making the right choices. So, I mean, especially considering your situation with such a, you know, religious parent. So, you know, good deal, and you know, congratulations.
All right, onward.
So, which one was that, Sarah? Was that?
That was.
I'm coming out in want the world to know.
The one spelled cum.
It didn't have a. Yes.
So now we have another one where the subject line is coming out at home. It's not like the Pink song at all. I'm coming out.
So long.
So you better get the wet wipes. Because it's sticky.
That would imply we're eating pussy.
No, what?
I'm just kidding. You know, pussy, wet naps, pussy and chicken.
Check my flow.
I'm having pussy and fried chicken.
Dear furry Knotcast crew.
What? He's just pussy and fried chicken. It took my brain a second to process.
Did you say you're eating your pussy and your fried chicken?
He's talking about eating pussy and fried chicken.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Be like, hold on, baby. I gotta get the phone. And you just stick the drumstick in there for safekeeping.
Keeps it warm, man.
Sure, yeah.
I was making a joke. The graphic details are terrible.
Just stick it in. It'll be all right. No. Pull it out. The skin's missing.
Oh, fucking Reed, dude. God damn. It's Kentucky Fried Clitoris. Come on, let's go.
Reabsorb back into the
booth. No.
This went bad places really quick.
Man, there's all kinds of shit in here. You start reaching in there.
Talking about a yeast infection. That's a whole roll down there.
Oh, man. I'm going to return that bread maker from Walmart. We got all the yeast we need right here. All
right.
That's Reed, a new herb and spice right there.
Yeah.
I got a 40
derail. Boom.
Sorry.
Chicken. Oh, fuck. Quit looking at my dirty upload, Sarah.
You know what's worse is I know which Jiffy traced that from.
Huh?
The
Jiffy tricks?
That's not what I said.
Oh, what?
I know the GIF source for this.
My God, that is one bouncing ass.
I thought icons like that were banned.
Well, they are.
Well, I'm not using it as an icon. I uploaded it as a submission. My icon's still my Dr. Fuzz one.
You just use it as an icon somewhere else.
I just wanted to share it. You know, I commissioned it because it's like an ass being slapped. Like,
yay, it's butts.
He likes that. Like, all right, read the fucking email.
Read the email. You queer.
Hey, it's fag. Get it right. I'm pretty new to the fandom, but I've been gay for all 28 years of my life. So I think that gives me the proper credentials to add to tonight's topic. I'll just set that lighter for a second. Okay. I lived at home until I was 22 and then moved in with a much older man. We were not in any way involved with one another, but most of the people in my life thought we were. He just provided me with a good opportunity to move out at the time, plus the rent was cheap. Back to the topic. I was a senior in high... I was thinking that, Sarah. Thank you. I was a senior in high school when I... Damn it. When I came out to my close friends, at least, and things went fairly smooth. My best friend didn't even blink twice because the two of us had been fooling around for years. Also, he has no eyelids.
What?
Sorry, he couldn't blink twice. Yeah, we need to get through this, right? Okay.
Keep reading.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
Shit, I've cracked myself up. Okay. As the two of us have been fooling around for years, and I always wanted to look at pics of guys when the two of us were fapping ourselves and each other while he was always looking at the girls, so he didn't care when I finally said the words out loud. My on-again, off-again girlfriend at the time took it a bit harder, but is now my best friend to this very day. I think she thought that she had done something wrong. Okay, now for the home life. My parents divorced when I was 8, so I lived with my mom and brother. My mom and I were best friends and did everything together. I was by far a huge mama's boy. My mom and I would hang out and watch TV in our living room all the time, and on one of our TV nights, she turned to me with a tear in her eye and asked, "Are you gay?" And I replied, "Yes." She took a minute and then said, "I'm very serious. Are you gay?" I told her yes again, and she asked the worst possible question. Why?
Why? Genetics?
Really? Because penis.
Because you like boys. You are a pee-pee-touching boy kisser.
Oh, noes.
Why are you a pee-pee-touching boy?
Really, really, guys, is there any way to answer that question? Apparently so, since they just did. There is no why. I have known for as long as I can remember that I was gay, so there is no why. It just is. Things were tense between us for a while. She threw the Bible at me a few times, but highlighted passages, ignored me some, and things were not the same between us for a while. She, over time, came around and agreed that if we didn't talk about my quote-unquote choices, that she would look the other way. I was never asked to leave and knew that I was always welcome, but I couldn't have a personal life. She gave me my space and I lived my life for a while under her roof, but I had to hide my boyfriend and who I was, so that's when I moved out for the last time. Over time, she came around little by little, and just a couple months before she died, she asked me out of the blue if I had a boyfriend. I lied and told her no, because I thought this might be a trap, but I did have a boyfriend at the time. She said, "Oh, well, if you do find one, feel free to bring him around so I can meet him." After all these years of her looking the other way, she was finally asking to meet my guy. I often wonder what our relationship would be like today if she hadn't passed away in 2008. To sum up my rambling, it's not always a bad decision to come out while still at home. You know your parents, so just use the best judgment in coming out. Don't wear a rainbow flag and tell your parents you like cock in your tail hole if your parents are bigots. But I am sick of us having to hide who we really are from the people that are supposed to love us unconditionally. So use your best judgment. P.S. Love your podcast and hope to be able to meet you guys someday. Your happy gay panda bear, Benji.
Well, that was sweet.
Oh, yeah.
And sad.
Yeah.
Sad, sweet, bittersweet.
Yeah.
All right, so my turn.
Brecky, lean over and slap Savern.
What? It's not my turn.
Because you're typing and I can hear it over the microphone.
I'm sorry.
Well, I really did hit you. I'm sorry, dude. What
a fuck. Thank you, Reggie. Sheever, read.
Sheever.
I'm in control of this podcast.
He said, "Fuck you, bitch. I'm still going to type. What you going to do about it?"
I'll just type quietly. Have Reggie beat the Fennec.
You only get one punch out of me per night. Unless you're Sarah, I'll give you all the punches all right, you want.
Let's see. Coming out as anything. Greetings, Notcast. So this week's topic really charged? Charged, and I can probably...
Is really charged.
Is really charged. And I can probably write a wall of text. I'll try to keep it brief. Okay, in rereading, I failed at that. I'm in agreement with Fuzz on this one. Pride is great, and it's awesome if you know who you are at a young age and are able to accept us. A lot of us take years to get that far, believe me. What's even more awesome is if you have parents who are opening and accepting. Unfortunately, that's not the case for many people, and there's a time and a place for your pride to be expressed. Home may just not be one of those places, at least not while you're still trapped living there. No one should ever put themselves in danger of being homeless or without support. It's just not worth destroying your life that way, and there are parents who will do it. You may not think it, but there are. And I've seen people in bad relationships stay in them because their parents cut them off for being gay, and the only person who would take care of them was an abusive scumbag. I've heard stories of people who ended up as prostitutes for that reason, and though never known any of them personally. My own story is this. I'm 28 years old. Some of you may remember that I'm dating a great tiger in D.C. and working as an actor. My parents still do not know I'm bi. I broached the subject a time or two, but it would have been a complete disaster. Once, my dad was making homophobic remarks about a news story on TV, and I had enough, finally, that I left the room. Mom came to find out what's wrong, and I told her that there's only so much I could take, that he doesn't know these people and shouldn't be judging them the way he does. And what if I were gay? That's how I found out Mom would be supportive of me if I came out. Unfortunately, Dad would disown Lee completely because at a separate dinner at a restaurant, he made some crack about gays, and I jokingly told him then that I am, at that point, a 25-year-old man who's a drama major and listens to a lot of musical theater, and he's lucky that I'm not gay. His answer was a very thundercloud-like, no, you're lucky you're not gay. This puts me in an awkward position. This puts me in an awkward position because I'm really, really happy with Mangi? I don't know the gentleman. And things ever progress further, I'd have to end up telling them and probably ruining contact with home for good. And even though my family is not close, to have to sever all ties totally would be something I wouldn't want to have to do. The day finally came for me when I realized that I now live 300 miles from my parents and can do things on my own. To be who and what I want to be. My parents know I'm furry. I told them outright because I was telling them about having a great time at Anthrocon and showing them pictures I took at the fursuit games. They took it really well because I put a good face on things and didn't hide it. Of course, my father had to say, better a furry than a fairy, but he was at least joking. I had a harder time telling I was changing majors in undergrad from computer science to theater. So I've had to practice coming out as things, though I hate the terms in regards to furry, because it's been discussed here in a previous letter. Coming out as a hobby is kind of, well, it makes it seem like furry is something that needs to be hidden, and I maintain that it really isn't. Anyway, I know that someday I'm going to have to come out to my parents, but when I do, I'm going to have to do it gently. Being militant about it will only put up their defensive screens, or at least Dad's. Whoever you are, pick your time and your place to fight your battle. Make sure that you can stand on your own to fight if you need to. Please don't put yourself in danger for something that shouldn't be as big a deal as it is. Your friends will stand by you, but they can only do so much. My heart goes out to each and every person who is facing this dilemma. Thanks, guys, and sorry for the wall of text. Your loving and supporting Greed Wolf, Sparf.
So.
Then he asks which of us are going to be at AC, which is what...
Buzz? I think we addressed that in a previous episode. Yep, this year it's just me.
Well, I think we probably shouldn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that was a really well written email.
Indeed.
And I at least settled down and didn't mangle it too much for once.
So let us.
Let us fuck.
That's a completely different podcast, and I have to go get consent from a couple people first. Thanks, guys.
All right, so here is...
Thank you, Jason Mewes.
Let the fucking begin.
I love that movie.
I do too.
Dutch Rudder, it's not gay.
Jerking each other off, not gay.
So, anyways...
Not touching. Nothing's touching, man. Nothing's touching.
God damn it.
Let's derail that a little bit further.
I don't think we've gone far enough.
Okay, so hey, let's read an email.
It's your turn.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
Coming out accidentally, kind of. Well... What, have y'all read this one?
No, it's just...
You're giggling, and I'm feeling self-conscious. I think
he's giggling at your delivery there. Coming out accidentally!
Kind of. Like, oops, it came out accidentally. Sorry.
It's so dumb.
Boy, Mom, this bratwurst reminds me of a big, fat cock. I mean, not...
You're tonguing the, you know, don't tongue the tip of the sausage when you're eating it.
So hey, you're like rolling the Swedish meatballs all over your face. You're like, this reminds me of last night. I mean, church camp.
I've got stories, man.
Oh shit!
For another fucking time,
literally.
Oh my.
This week on Notcast, bawling it at Baptist camp. I don't
know. Save some room for God, kids.
So,
That's what they would tell us while we were dancing. If you got too close, they'd be some room for God.
Yeah,
because you know,
save you some room for God.
I was just
so
like,
you're gonna like he's in the middle of the sandwich.
It's that's like kinda hot.
Dude,
no, when they're dancing, it's like
Jesus is in the middle.
It's like keep your bodies at least like 3 inches apart.
It wasn't any specific amount, but the point at which hands reached the ass and crotches got really close together. Yeah. The counselors would be kind of like, hey. Or they would say, don't make purple.
What?
Because boys are blue, girls are pink, you mix them together. They make purple. My God. Don't make purple.
Fucking really?
The only
time my sister had to deal with that.
Yeah. And I still,
I never did because I didn't give a fuck, but you know.
I was just thinking about, like, is that when you squeeze too hard?
Don't, well, in Sarah's case, it's don't take a bath.
But blue and green.
No, I end up with the big welt on your back.
Oh, yeah. Speaking about, we were talking about the hickeys. The bathtub gave me a hickey. It's
oh, shit. Did we not talk about that?
We didn't talk about that.
Were we off air? Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to bring that up. Hey, Sam, are we going to read an email? Or
I'm trying to, and you were just destroying everything. I mean, I'm totally not role-playing in another window over here, so let's just read an email. Yeah, you know, I have to keep myself
occupied. Oh, apple cider, you're so big!
Who? Hey, well, this week's topic comes at a perfect or maybe not so perfect time. As far as pride goes, I couldn't care less. I'm not against it, but I feel no sense of pride for my sexuality. The whole subject kind of confuses me, and that's all beside the point. When I came up to my parents, it was for my own sanity. And if I thought I could have waited until I was out of the house without it having negative impact on my mental health, I would have. I agree with your general advice to wait until you're self-sufficient. As it was, though, I thought the benefits outweighed the risks, and as it has so far. However, it may not stay that way for long. Just 2 weeks ago, I was at my sister's house along with my mother. My brother-in-law is a real asshole, and we get into arguments all the time. This time, the argument was a little more heated than usual. He began to talk about gender roles and how his neighbor's son doesn't fit the alpha male mentality. Rawr. He wants to take him under his wing and teach him how to be a real manly man. Rawr. You see, this kid was interested in ballet, and I guess his father and my brother-in-law were talking about it. Anyways, the conversation got ugly, and I ended up telling him off, which led to me inadvertently coming out to everyone there. When I say inadvertently, I mean at the point everyone pretty much knew. I just went ahead and said it. Now, my mother already knew, so that wasn't an issue, but nobody else did. Luckily, it wasn't night, so everyone else had, except for their oldest son, was in bed. I guess this would count as a second instance of me coming out early, since I didn't plan to tell them for a while. The whole family, including kids, is very fundamentalist Christian. You can imagine why I didn't want to deal with this. As it is now, I'm not sure what's going to happen. I'm expecting a lot of, we're praying for you, and maybe some flyers for Exodus International. Anyways, thanks for reading this, if you do. Awkwardly yours, Jace.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Always awkward.
All right. Christianity.
Fucking everything up forever.
See, I didn't say that second part.
No, that's just Saverin. He doesn't give a fuck.
See, I'm more like Dawkins, and then Savernus drunk-ass Christopher Hitchens over here. Yeah, Christians are fucking destroying everything.
Oh, no.
Why am I making him sound Irish? Fans of McCona.
Drunk.
Just because he's always... Yeah, I think... Wow, that's kind of racist, I guess. I think drunk, I immediately go to Irish.
Wow, you're a terrible person, Fuzz.
Oh,
we were even testing.
You know, you're not denigrating, you know, something useless like a religion. You're denigrating an actual race.
Sovereign, can you bring me some potatoes? I'm fucking famished.
I got some vodka. Would you like some? Actually, make it some...
Vodka's Russian.
But it's also made from potatoes.
Oh.
It's a whiskey. God, we're terrible.
Yes, we are.
I'm sucking some leprechaun cock while I'm kissing the Blarney Stone. That's what we Irish call women.
Did you not see this going on over here?
Oh my.
So hey, how about Ricky? You read an email.
Oh, okay.
That would be great.
He was distracting himself with...
I was making him rub my crotch.
Yeah.
I must find a way to block out the horribleness.
Hey y'all, no clopping. No clopping.
Hey!
I'm repulsed.
Yeah, we're repulsed.
Repulser on.
All right.
It's a laser beam of rainbows.
This one is called If You Must Be Ready. Coming out isn't something to be taken lightly. I never got the chance. I got outed because I wasn't being careful. My mother hit the roof. We fought for weeks. We still do, but I don't live at home anymore. If you're going to come out, be ready. Be ready to scream, to cry, to be strong enough to let go and accept that you can't change people and you can't make people understand what you're going to go through or already are. And the only thing you can do is let them know how you feel and what you think. Just be careful. Know what you can do and what you can't do, and they may take it and they may not. Have a plan. Know what you want to say. Know what you want to do. Need to, if they don't take it well, be strong, be brave, be ready. Fujimaru Husky. P.S. Be true to yourself if you feel like the time is right. 9 times out of 10, it is. So.
There you go. Oh.
Yep.
I think I've talked to this person.
Okay. Which?
It was Sarah's turn.
Indeed.
Oh, find me an email in.
Just read the one.
Oh, yeah, you can read the one from Mexico. There you go.
From Mexico? Oh, why are
you gonna... Racist, motherfucker.
Oh, I thought it was in Spanish. I was like, oh, no, I can't read Spanish.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's like,
Buenos dias, los castellanos. Bienvenidos. Hola, ¿cómo está? Estoy muy bien. Anyways, hello, Notcast. Gabby here, Desert Wolf from Mexico. This is my first time mailing, and I hope I don't mess this up too bad. I've been trying to listen to all the episodes, but it may be hard as I'm trying to see every episode of Doctor Who. So before this turns into a wall of text, acronym, I'd like to ask you something. This year I'm going to University of Monterey, and being the trading card game nerd that I am, I'm guessing.
Yes. Probably.
I'm sure I'll go to Texas a couple times. In my experience, going to U.S. means cheap gadgets and expensive food, but I've only been in California so far, like twice a month anyways. So my question is Texas too different from California? Are there so many racists there, there as everyone says?
Only on this show.
Not in the cities, generally.
Generally.
Yeah, in your big cities, Dallas, Houston, Austin, you should be fine, and those are mostly the places you'll be going if you're going to be going to a TCG tournament or something.
I wouldn't... At tournaments, I really wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
If you're, like, on some border towns out in the middle of nowhere, there's some people out there that might give you problems, but...
Yeah.
If you're just smart about it, it shouldn't be an issue.
Right.
All right, and then the on-topic... Where did it go? On topic. Going away from home for the first time must be really hard, and I don't know if it's the best time for coming out with my family. I tried with a couple friends and told me either it's a terrible idea or they were shocked to know I was gay. So is this the best time to do it, or maybe keep them happy until they have paid my education? I think it's wrong to hide it from them, as they've been great parents and I love them and I have never really made them angry. Well, that's all. Thanks for the time. Hope you read this email, and good health and in one piece. Love your show and is full of viciously awesomeness. Sorry for the grammar. I'm still not really good at it. Actually, you're pretty darn good.
You're better than half the native language speakers right into us.
And something about PC or Mac.
Yes, PC or Mac. We use both.
Yeah.
Or BIOS. I use both.
Or BIOS sexual.
Yeah, but I still need to make that meme thing. To answer his question, I wouldn't come out until you're done with your education.
And you got a safe place to land.
I know that kind of seems like a dick move. And okay, so I'm going to make a sweeping generalization here. And I know that's bad to do, but I have very little to go on here, so sweeping generalization time. A lot of Mexicans are Catholic. There is a higher level of homophobia in Mexico in general. Even though you're on good terms with your parents, this is the kind of thing that I would basically, whether in Mexico or a small conservative town in the U.S., you're better off keeping this to yourself until you're self-sufficient, finish up school, you know, get to where you need to be in life, where you're sustaining yourself, and then come out if you feel that you need to at that time. You know, sometimes people don't feel they need to come out. If they have a boyfriend that they want to introduce to the parents, then yeah, they do. But I would definitely wait until you're done with school.
And be careful when you do. Make sure that you've got a safety net. Make sure that if things do go south, yeah, you got someplace to go.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Oh my goodness, Saffron, really?
What is it?
It's a pistol with Rainbow Dash's cutie mark on the hilt.
On the grip. On yeah. The grip. They have custom grips, and there's somebody would burn Dash's cutie mark onto it. Thank you, Internet.
Killing you with kindness.
It's the Pony 1911. AKA Friendship Cannon.
Oh, Jesus. So I think it's Shiva's turn again.
Indeed.
Actually, no, you read the one from Mexico.
Oh, wait, so no, it's your turn.
My turn, hurry.
I guess because you were giving the main answer is why.
Sorry, yeah. Well, nobody disagreed, so I was like, cool, I got it right. Yay. It was a test and I passed.
Congratulations.
Didn't even know we were testing you.
Yeah. You're always silently judging
we're me. We're judging you quietly at all times.
Judging you. Okay. Have we read this? I'm coming out. I want the world to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We read that one? Okay. We archived that. I'm coming out, sorry. Okay. How Not to Do Things, episode 142. We have not read this one. Okay. As many people have said, the best time to come out is when you're independent. It's just a classic case of making sure you protect yourself against any impending mayhem. Losing your college money, getting booted out of the house, being forced to go to conversion camps. Numerous people have had to endure such enjoyable reactions from family members. Don't open yourself up to said hardships. That being said, I count myself as an example of someone who came out the wrong way. I shouted it at my dad in the middle of a heated argument. I was ready for just about any reaction from him. Anger, rage, a fist fight, a get right with God speech. But I wasn't ready for the reaction he gave me. He started to cry. He instantly assumed that the reason I turned out queer was because he had failed me as a single parent. Truth be told, I wanted to tell him anyways. I knew it was going to end poorly, but the fact of the matter is it hurt more to lie to the only parent in my family that did care about me. So in the end, I came out too early, and it made life very hard for the last few years I lived at home. Thankfully, I learned my lesson and have been able to do things a bit better with the rest of my family. A lot of people are surprised that I'm still not out to some of my family members. But my mom's side of the family is very religious. The comment I often make is that I don't need to send grandma to the grave thinking the only good grandchild is going to hell. I know a lot of folks will disagree with me, but outing yourself to the hopelessly convinced is never going to end well. But besides the Bible thumpers, the rest of my family has been amazingly cool with it. Pardon me. Again, this goes back to establishing yourself before you come out. My uncles and siblings all just kind of went, well, that explains a lot of things, and then life went back to normal. It took a few years, but I was even able to patch things up with my dad as well. Fag of the year that can beat up your man. Tiptoe the rat. So I'm glad that worked out eventually with his dad, though.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, same.
Good deal.
So now it's Shiva's turn.
Yay!
How many more are we going to read?
Well, I mean, we're coming up on 32 minutes past on the second segment.
Why don't we make this the last one, then? Because she's the last one on the round, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's also 11 o'clock, so...
Right.
Y'all get out of here before midnight. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
So...
Let's see.
Because Ricky is falling asleep.
I was going to say, he seems like he's fading.
Poor guy's been...
I drove a lot. Sorry.
Rub his crotch. Keep him awake.
This iPad in the way.
There's an app for that.
Right, turns on the vibrate.
Which of these are...
Does that thing vibrate?
The best one of the remaining.
No. Whichever one you like, as long as it's one of the topical ones. Which, since the shit didn't hit the fan on this topic until earlier this week.
Yeah.
Pick one.
Let's see. Well, you have about three. Let's see.
Indecision.
Just go with the first one. We'll dump the rest, I guess.
Okay. Let's see. Coming up. Anywho. In my case, I came out to my parents as soon as I figured it all out, but then retracted it because I wasn't ready to be out yet. However, I came out for real to my family soon after said retraction. Can you do that? No, I made a mistake. I'm not actually gay. Oh, wait, I am.
Dude, no take backs.
Indian gay Indian giver.
Somebody has
their phone.
Not mine. Mine's,
I threw it away. It was not causing problems earlier.
No, mine's...
Did you put it on... Did you get a text, maybe?
No, nothing. That's weird.
Huh.
Did you turn your cell signal off?
No.
Well, whatever. Yeah. Keep reading.
Anywho, my advice, test the waters first. I did it by frequently discussing gay rights and hearing the opinions my family held. After that, it was smooth sailing. I don't really think that there was ever an appropriate time to do it, but it must be done. If you lose these people, then maybe they weren't worth having around. But avoid the closet if you can. I'm not saying shout it from the rooftops, but those who are close to your vests should know. Anyways, TTFN. Lots of love for those who need it. Jeffrey Wolf. I guess PS, the content thing was a joke. I'm looking at you, Cam.
I don't know what that's referencing.
I do not know.
That was something from...
What is this? I don't
know. Even.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah. Another caution.
Yeah.
Just be careful.
So, I mean, we can pretty much say that our general advice is pretty much what everyone else agrees with. You know, don't come out if you're completely dependent on your parents. Know them better than, you know what they're going to think.
Well, you can never know exactly how they're going to react.
But and to err on the side of caution is generally just a smarter idea.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not... There's no reason to make it out to be dramatic that you have to come out. It's a matter of... Oh, you know, like, it's so...
It's a matter of pride and who you are. And,
It won't hurt you to not come out for another year, or two, or three, or four. Oh. You know, it's not... I mean... It's not going to actually harm you at, like, it may cause you a bit of inner turmoil. I mean, it might suck, but,
I mean, well, and this is something that's always, it would bother me, and it did bother me in many ways, and this is one reason why I left home as young as I did, which is I was only 19 when I moved out. I mean, there's one thing I have about, you know, your parents are probably going to take this badly, and And this was something I struggled with, and I basically walked away because of it, is you know that they're going to disapprove, and yet they're paying for your college. And I have to admit, I've got a real problem with continuing on to hiding something that you know is going to pretty much terminate anything, and basically kind of taking advantage of the situation. It's something that bothers me, and my personal choice was move away, sever it, and, you know, just, I'm not saying it's right, it's just kind of, I in some ways have problems continuing to use parents for their resources once you're 18 by hiding something you know that they're going to be deeply disapprove of, and once they find out, they're going to disown you. I mean, that's basically kind of lying to cheat, get a couple thousand more dollars, sometimes a lot of thousands of dollars
out of them. The problem is you don't always know how they'll react. I mean, some parents, I mean, you might think they're going to blow up, and then they might not 5 years from now.
You know, and if they react badly, then I'm not at all going to feel guilty about using their bigotry against them to get a couple years of college and an education. Because whether you get an education or not can fuck up or not your entire life.
Yeah.
So that's not something I would at all feel guilty about.
I guess it just depends on your own moral values in that regard. That's something you have to come to terms with yourself. That's, nobody can tell you that.
It basically comes down to, I don't know. I've got a problem with it, but I guess.
It's a personal case-by-case basis sort of thing.
Lying to get a couple more $1,000 is...
Lying to get an education that might actually benefit you for the rest of your life because your parents happen to be homophobic.
I'm going to have to agree with Fuzz on that one.
Like, you know,
in terms of education, if you're sitting there mooching, like you're sitting there just living in the house,
eating food... Yeah, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just...
That's being a dick, gay, straight, or whatever.
Like, you don't have a job, you're just mooching.
But if you're... I mean, basically, getting an education is extremely important, and it's very, very hard to make it in the world without a college education. And if you don't have anything, if your parents cut you off and leave you with a fuckload of debt and nothing to speak for, you're fucked. Welcome to the world of working at McDonald's at 30. Welcome to the world of, you know, being a Walmart greeter. This is... I ultimately think you should probably, if they're going to pay for education, and it's contingent on bullshit like, you know, not bringing home a boy or girl if you're a female, well, don't do that and finish your education and at least get what will keep you going. Because if they cut you off and you don't get education, well, they fucked up the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's because it's not like it's your fault that, you know. You're gay.
And hell, they're gonna die eventually. You can only ruin so much of theirs. You've got way more left. That's just my opinion. I mean, if my parents had been paying for my college and I hadn't been outed, I wouldn't be out.
It just strikes me as very Machiavellian.
Well, sometimes life is like that. You have to take what you can get sometimes, especially when, you know, education's so damn important.
Because of the way education is now, I mean...
Yeah. They've actually kind of revised that. It used to be like you could at least live above the poverty line if you had a high school diploma. And now they're saying that you have no hope in hell of ever reaching the middle class without a four-year degree for future generations, you know, that are in school right now.
Mm.
So, you know, time's gotten even worse. This isn't the Netherlands where we are entitled to a four-year post-secondary education.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of fucked over here.
Okay.
So did Joel have the topic for next week?
Well, it depends if...
I should be here. I mean,
contingent.
Okay, so our topic next week is motherfuckers.
You goddamn motherfuckers, what the fuck is wrong with you? I swear to God, I'm not even mad I had Reese's for breakfast. No. Next week's topic is about showing some fucking respect. And how people's benign interests don't harm you. You entitled motherfuckers.
Right.
How did you call it? How not, K-N-O-T?
How not to be a douchebag,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And basically, we're going to discuss the fact that if someone is into something...
benign.
Yep. None of your goddamn business.
Doesn't hurt you at all.
Yep.
We're talking about inter-fandom ass-fuckery.
And the thing is, we tried to have this topic a few weeks ago, and nobody, like, fucking... wrote in. Well, now we're seeing a lot more of this kind of bullshit pop up, and we're gonna have a lot to say about it. So
yeah, basically,
I might be back if,
like, for example, like I'm using an iPad right now to read these emails. There's some people out there.
So you must be sucking Steve Jobs' cock.
Yeah. So there's people out there with such a huge hatred for Apple that it is offensive to them that I'm using one of their products.
Windows hard on.
Yeah. Like, or you know. Linux, you use Windows, you should totally use Linux. Oh my god, you know.
Yeah. No, what to do the voice, how, dude. You should use Linux.
How fucking dare you buy a Windows phone instead of an Android?
You're using Android? Hipster.
Oh yeah, look at getting it on. Oh yeah.
Rub that rub that 4G on it.
you like fucking Pokemon or ponies or anything.
Digimon.
Terrible goddamn person.
Yeah.
Or you like King Koopa. What the fuck's wrong with you, Nintendrone?
Yes.
Nintendrone? That's a great expression. Wow.
That would be
me. I hadn't heard that one.
So.
His name's Bowser. Get the fuck over it. This is not the 90s.
Oh, well. That's what they want you to think, weeaboo.
What are you, some fucking Koopa kid?
Weeaboo.
So we're going to be discussing
cunt. Dyke?
You can already see it's going to be an intense episode.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'll bring the baseball bats.
I want this to touch on the geek tendency to attack anything that's popular. And
just because you're will fucking cool, go, aren't you?
This will go into some unpopular places. Like, I can't stand motherfuckers that hate anything just because it's in the top 10 of movies, the top 10 of music. I did not know who Justin Bieber was until I saw my Twitter stream lighting up with people bitching about him.
Exactly.
Probably same, part of me.
Same yeah, goes for that asshole.
Twilight. Owl City. Anything.
I fucking love Owl City. And if you don't like Owl City, then suck a fuck. I don't give a shit if you think all his songs sound the same. Go fuck yourself.
To I like say, I love your definition of Twilight Sparkle.
Know the yeah, difference. It could save your life.
Yeah, thank you, Saverin, for...
Edumacating
me so, on that.
Yeah, we're going to be ornery this next episode. Ooh, and you're going to like
gonna
it.
It's going to be Angry Old Man cast.
Get you off fucking my kids.
I'm too old for this bullshit.
God so. Damn these kids today and their candy colored miniature act lines.
Oh my god, the Wii isn't crap. You're a faggot.
This is like a preview of next
fanboy
week.
Fanboy versus fanboy.
Yes, fanboy wars and why they're dumb as shit and you're too old
well
for
enough
this.
To fuck alone.
Fanboy and fandom wars.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Challenge bonus round. You have to defend the thing that you hate. You know, if you're a Mac fag, write in something good about Windows. If you're hanging off Bill Gates' cock right now, write in something good about Apple. Neither of you have to write anything good about Linux because nobody uses that anyway.
You know.
Except now Buzz has to write something good about Linux. Yeah.
Well, I can actually say that. Basically, the Kindle operating system is based on a Linux kernel. So I actually do use a semi-Linux device on an almost daily basis.
You are BIOS.
So, yeah, I got all the fucking
like,
basics.
Try a PanOS.
There we go, yeah. I'm
hot.
So you need to like get your Kindle with your phone in between
make a
the
fucking
iPad
operating system sandwich. I'm going to eat the internet.
And all of its current incompatibility.
Imagine the indigestion.
Oh jeez.
Wow. So we've got a hell of a topic online for next week. That'll be fun.
So, yeah, notcast@foxstuffers.com. Write in your email.
Yes. Blow up Twitter again.
Do it.
Do it now.
Write your clopfic where Bill Gates and Steve Jobs fuck.
I expect some slash fic. Come on, bring it.
Don't give out that other liver yet. Let's go.
Nope. The little MSN butterfly logo is trying to pollinate the apple. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to end this before it goes anywhere worse. Good night.
And big balls.